Goosegogs and Gorkocks. Like that unprecedented day, the neighbour died, and I obliged by carving the charm on a slip of cedar, tucking it under his tongue where he lay linen-wrapped and bolstered in crimson, his necktie knotted the way he fancied. Turning her brazen key, Frau Schadenfreude roused him early, cool, unruffled, brought cornflakes and coffee, his favourite start, with bacon ends and soft-boiled egg. What happened to the blood that tells? By sworn report, our neighbour's first clear utterance on waking. He gave then some accounting of penis bones in coons and weasels, warming to the topic, not broccoli, but baccalli, popping the cedar chip out like a tongue to reinforce his point from time to time. As butterflies pursued their usual havoc on the lawn, the company mocked and mowed. Does God forget? Are nucleotides part of the binding to prudence? Subtle as the sun at cloudless noon. Within his linen shell, our neighbour disappeared by slow combustion. We, of course, long since had tendered apologies, dropping out by the pantry window. Cake, beer, gammon and mustard we bore, and brandy and butter, knowing he had for these things no more use, no thirst to slake, no appetite to speak of, once his fit was past and we were gone.